More than 85 million books sold, translated into 37 languages. What was it that was so special about the Discworld series that so many people wanted to read these novels?
I think Terry looked at the world in a different way to most people. He looked at things that we would take for granted, and he'd see a twist in it, and he'd look at the world in a slightly skewered way. When he wrote about things, he wrote about comedy. He made comedy books. They were funny books, but it had a serious undertone behind them. So you enjoyed the comedy, but it made you think at the same time.
For young people reading that, there must have been a huge amount of life lessons learnt through that, with that humour on top of it, but the undertone of actually you're really taking something away from it.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing. You can laugh at the stories, but ultimately what you're getting is an education. And I think Terry was a keen fan of educating through communication rather than necessarily through schools and that sort of stuff. So,
and he didn't shy away, did he, from talking about the big issues, whether it was in his work or through some of his interviews that he gave towards the end of his life?
No, not at all. I think he felt that he owed it to people to tell the truth, especially with Alzheimer's, for example. He likened it to cancer. And many years ago, people talked about the slow illness or the long illness. And when people started talking about the word cancer, then money became available to do research. And we've gone a long way into fixing a lot of those sort of problems. And I think with Alzheimer's, again, he did the same thing. He mentioned the name of it. It was no longer taboo, so people could start talking about it. And hopefully that way, in a few years' time, there may be a cure for it.
Any opportunity that he could be on television or be on the radio with us and talk about Alzheimer's, he would take it. He wanted the message out there.
Yeah, absolutely. He was keen to say, to be able to fight a demon, you must say its name. And I think by raising awareness, he helped push forward the research a long, long way.
Now, we know he loved meeting fans and hearing their thoughts on his work. How much did those meet and greets, how much did they mean to the fans?
They made you feel inclusive, and he made you feel inclusive. Terry was a big fan of his fans. He didn't just do it as a sense of duty. He did it because he was a fan of books in the first place. He remembered when he was a young fan going and meeting the likes of Isaac Asimov, and he wanted to do the same thing back. And from a fan's perspective, it meant you get to go and talk to the man that's written all these books that you've enjoyed and loved, and there he is standing in front of you, and he's talking to you as from one human being to another. He was never uppity. He was never more important. You know, fans were his friends, and he loved them as much as we loved him.
From the way that you said that, it does sound like you met Sir Terry. How was that?
He was a lovely man, and he spent above and beyond what he needed to do with his fans. At a convention, for example, he had a set of duties. He had to go and do book signings and stuff. But after those duties, after the responsibilities, he'd come down to the bar. He'd hang out as another person and have normal conversations with people. So he really enjoy the company of his fans. I think that's important thing.
I suppose you may have heard a few of them in conversation with him, but certainly whenever Sir Terry was interviewed, he would seem to come out with another incredible quote, just things that he would just say in passing, but you could write down and take as a real kind of pearl of wisdom. Do you have a favourite of his quotes?
My favourite quote from Terry comes from the book Hogfather, and it's about the human condition, and it's about fantasy. "All right," says Susan, "I'm not stupid. You're saying humans need fantasy to make life bearable." "Really? As if it was some kind of pink pill?" "No, humans need fantasy to be human, to be the place where the fallen angel meets the rising ape." And I think that's important. It says, like, we aspire to be more than just an animal. We aspire to be more than just humans. It's all about inspiration and aspiration, and I think that's really important.
For nearly 10 years, then, you've been producing the free monthly newsletter, the Discworld Monthly, for avid fans of Sir Terry and his Discworld universe. Is it fair to say that the works are as popular now as they've ever been?
We're still producing news, and there's still people constantly asking information about Terry. I hope, I really do hope, that even in 100 years' time, people will talk about Terry as in the same way that they talk about Dickens. He's a really important author, and I hope that his legacy goes on forever.
Jason, that's amazing. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just a huge thank you to Terry for all that he gave to his fans over the years. As fans, we really do owe him a huge debt of gratitude. That he was above and beyond, and he came and he spent so much time with us, and for that, we must be really thankful.